Nah, we just trying to win this dance.
You're staying alive on 101.9 with Marco on Astrotalk.
We got the Refugees All Stars, Rubber Devin in the club, Y Clef Jean.
Shorty got back. Should I ask her for a dance? Hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cash talking to her. Buying her fake furs and taking her to the fever.
Welcome, you're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Thursday, it's 3 o'clock, and it's time for another one half hour of astronomy talk with your host Marco on CITR's Astro Talk.
Ouija's, check the spelling R-E-F-U-G-E. Get the CD from Sam Goody. You ain't even close with the rhymes that you wrote. Don't be mad cause you broke. Let me clear my throat.
You're listening to Astro Talk with Marco on CITR 101.9 FM.
Me. I'm eating mangoes in Trinidad with attorneys. Yeah. My food slang flow worldwide like a current. Whip to every spot where nobody got insurance. Rubber do the math, you ain't half the exotic. My man's claim true, you forget about it. Ho-ho, just a new sense, like my influence. Well recognized, you a lie trying to do it. Got you, told your lady, oops, we nuts, baby. Smooth and charismatic, automatic, you gon' save me. God bless the dead as my son survive. We strive to teach you, baby, and stay alive. Alive, baby.
from a Gucci in the winter. I seen you with your girl, sporting, in your chinchilla fur. I was laid up in the cool back shade up, looking at your face just pure with no makeup. A little bit of MAC lip gloss, hair in a bun, well done. Looking for a ring, I seen none, so I hopped out the coupe and hot the soup is stopping. Introduced like I'm shining, you my destiny. In your diamond cluster, too much just to touch you. Perfume down to your structure. Think I wait till a second.
This is Robin, the program manager at CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Astro Talk with Marco, the best astronomy program on the planet.
Put it in your purse and call.
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me to pick her up in my Rolls Royce. If my Rolls Royce is not the ladies, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Mercedes. If my Mercedes would have full of a disease, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Firebird. If my Firebird cannot pay the curve, girl, put your ass on the dumb at your butt.
You're getting closer. My player days is over. Well, maybe not completely, but still in all. Come here, let's see a hug on my bed. And let me get between your legs. Lay on your back. Take it from the back. Like a bag you're supposed to. I know you like that. Scream with the neighbors when they sleep. Grab the sheets with your teeth. Wiggle your butt cheeks. Pour the styles over your body. Lift you up. Treat you like a convenience store. Stick you up. Take you to the balcony. Pick you up. So you can look at the city while I'm digging your kitty. Then we drive into the sunset. Pull over. Get up on the hood, ma. I ain't done yet.
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me to pick her up in my Rolls Royce. If my Rolls Royce is not the ladies, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Mercedes. If my Mercedes would have full of a disease, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Firebird. If my Firebird.
Now the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
There we go. That's better. Help us raise money for our goal is $40,000, and we do this every year. And it's up to you. We count on the students. The students are our and the community around UBC. You are our lifeline. You listen to us, and then you support us in Fund Drive. So Fund Drive's a very important time of year. We get very excited here. We're aiming for $40,000, and I just want to bring up a bit of history here. It's called the Smiling Buddha Cafe. What's the Smiling Buddha Cafe? Well, the Smiling Buddha was one of the most iconic pieces of neon from Vancouver's colorful history of neon signs. I first went to the Smiling Buddha in the late 1970s. So it was a nightclub on Hastings Street, just off Main. It was 109 East Hastings, was at the center of Vancouver's changing entertainment scene for decades. In the 1950s, the nightclub was a symbol of Vancouver's post-war prosperity and bustle as captured in the photographic work of Fred Herzog. In the 1960s, psychedelic era, it hosted such acts as Jefferson Airplane, Jimi Hendrix, and in the late 70s, and the early 70s, alternative music took hold in North America. The Smiling Buddha Cafe was ground zero for Vancouver's new independent music scene. In 1992, after the club had closed, the rock band 5440 acquired the sign, restored it, and the Smiling Buddha Cabaret became the name of their 1994 release. The 800-pound sign features neon on both faces. The Buddha's chin and belly appear to jiggle as bands of neon light flicker. So that's just a bit of history. I was talking with somebody about Vancouver's music scene in the 70s and 80s, and it was very big. So here we have a music scene. We have a lot of DJs. We have a lot of people playing all kinds of alternative music you cannot find anywhere else. This is student-based. The students are doing everything here. They're putting their heart and soul into it. And we count on you, the listeners, to listen to us. And also in this week, or these 2 weeks of Fun Drive, please support us. It is very vital that we get your support, not only for the show to go on, but it gets students to, or the shows to go on. It gets students hands-on experience. They acquire skills here. They could use it in their later degree or like in their later jobs, like Rohit Joseph. He got a very good reference from here, which helped him get into the journalism school at UBC. Hi, Rohit, I'm giving you a plug. You were talking on my intro tune. So there's a lot of people that work here and then they move on to bigger and better things later. It's a stepping stone in their careers. A lot of people start here as volunteers, then they get jobs here, and then they can develop a career base from here. They either stay here for a few years or they move on to something else. And there's the students who put on shows and give us the spoken word of all kinds of alternative music, every kind of music that you can think of from every different kind of country, and a lot of different shows. Like, for example, I'm Living My Dream. I'm doing my astronomy talk show, and I'm going to build a website. I'm in the process of building it now, and then I will put my astronomy shows on the website, but I will also put other shows. One of my pages on my website is astronomy, of course, but I hope to do things like material science and also all kinds of astronomy topics. But one page I want to have is women in science, because women have contributed a lot and sometimes their efforts are not acknowledged. So I'm going to have one page on women in science. So one prominent woman in science in our school is Michelle Kunimoto. She is, I believe, in her master's program now for astronomy. I think she graduated last year with a Bachelor of Science in Astronomy, and she put UBC on the map because she discovered some planets. Apparently NASA went through some data, they didn't look too deeply into all the data. They skimmed through it, and if something appears, I guess it's all a question of how many hours people can put into this. So they have limits. They don't scan all the data deeply. So Michelle Kunimoto looked at that, and she found four new planets. Isn't that amazing? So she is one of the prominent women in science at UBC here. She's doing a great job, and I hope to have her in one day. But I'm going to put a page on my website for women in science, and there's lots of women in science. For example, Professor Stairs here from UBC's Astronomy and Physics Department. I interviewed her last year about her neutron star discovery. I believe what she was working on was there was two neutron stars, and each neutron star put a dent in space-time, which affected the motion of the other neutron star close to it, because it would travel on the curved space-time that the first neutron star imprinted into space. So as Einstein said, as I was talking, it was Einstein's birthday on March 14th. Einstein developed the theory of relativity and developed the concepts of space-time. So space-time is a fabric. We don't talk about space and time independently anymore. They are woven together. There is the fabric of space-time. And before, it was generally thought that space was just space. It was nothing there. But space has properties. There's a lot of violence, violent things going on in space. Particles are popping in and out of existence. There's lots of things happening. So Einstein developed the concept of space-time. So Professor Stairs did her work on that. And I think what she did was she's saying there's two neutron stars orbiting each other. And each of those neutron stars are affecting the space-time fabric around it. So it dents the space-time. It curves the space-time. So the other neutron star will travel in the curved space-time that the other neutron star made. So there's vital research going on by women here at UBC, Michelle Kunimoto, Professor Stairs, and I also interviewed other women scientists from Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. So I will get that name for you in a second. Yes, Miss Trina Ray. She's working on the Saturn mission. So there's a lot of women in science. I hope to feature them all on my website. And this is what UBC is helping me to do. It's helping me to put together a website because I sat here for 3 years and UBC was patient, or CITR was patient with me. We all make mistakes, don't we? Especially when we're starting. And I attended a meeting last year and one of the ladies there said, "Thank you most of all for letting us make the mistakes we make, because we do make mistakes when we're learning, but then hopefully we get better." So UBC is letting us live out our dreams of doing these talk shows. And you as listeners are able to take in all this alternative programming. So please donate. It's 604-822-8648. And there's a website. I hope to get it. So what's the time now? My show is almost over. I have to go to work soon, but you can go to the website, www.citr.ca, and you could donate online. But you can call 604-822-8648. Please donate. Shape your media. That's what our slogan is. Shape your media. You have a chance to influence what comes out of our microphones here at UBC. You can donate to a particular show. You can donate just in general. You can come and join us. You can do shows here. It's so much fun. And you can develop your skills, your speaking skills, your radio skills. Could get you a job. You can get a reference. And most of all, you get enjoyment of doing what you love. So all of us here love what we're doing. We're all volunteers, most of us. Some of us are paid, but people like John and Madeline, they're actually working here, and Hugo and Eleanor. And there was many before us. Like my first guy that I met was Robin, the ex-program director. He was vital in helping me move along. So please donate, 604-822-8648. Help us out here. You can help us shape your media. You can listen to us free of charge, but without your support, we wouldn't be here, so we need you. We need your vital support. Either come in and take up a radio show. Do something here. Donate. Be a part of it all. And you can be a part of it all. You can shape your media by donating. So please call 604-822-8648. Now, I'm going to get back to Einstein. What do Einstein and the Smiling Buddha have in common? Well, they're both well-known. So the rock group 5440 was at the center of Vancouver. Smiling Buddha Cabaret at 109 18th Street. I first went there in the late 1970s, so that was almost 40 years ago. Was at the center of Vancouver's changing entertainment scene for decades. The venue adapted to the evolving taste of Vancouverites, hosting a variety of musical acts from big band to psychedelic rock to punk alternative. So as I said, in the 1990s, the rock group 5440 saved the sign. It all started in 1952 when Harvey Lowe, Albert Kwan, and Wong Kwong Jin opened the Smiling Buddha Dine and Dance Nightclub, a long, narrow space with a mirrored wall. Presiding over the cabaret entrance was Wallace's neon's well-recognized Smiling Buddha sign. the 1950s, the Smiling Buddha invited its working class clientele to evenings of dinner dancing and a cabaret-style show, with various acts were mixed in with musical groups. Immortalized in a Vancouver Sun ad, a night's entertainment include the Kingsmen, the band that recorded Richard Berry's immortal Louie Louie, and headliner Miss Wiggles, a dancing marvel in motion who dances on her head. So the Smiling Buddha was a vital part of Vancouver's music scene. In 1960s, it became a touring soul and rock music circuit, but in the late 70s, it became an underground club with, yes, here is our wonderful Hugo. So please phone in, 604-822-8648. I was talking about the Smiling Buddha, but also I was mostly talking about our show. You could be a part of it. You can donate. You can come here and join us. You can put on a show. We all love it here. We're doing what we love. And when you're donating, you're helping us. So please phone in 604-822-8648. Help us shape your media. Well, you know what? I must go now because I have to go to work. But thank you for listening. I hope everybody can contribute some way. This is Marco. You've been listening to Astro Talk on CITR 101.9.